one of the hardest working guys in the business, Spencer Tillman, joining me now on the Houston Texans practice field. This is perfect. This is exciting. You're the color commentator. First game is Saturday night. What's the one thing you're looking for? And that's a loaded question because I know you're looking for about 1,001 right. things every game.
That's a good question. I think everybody's looking at the quarterback position to see if Fitzpatrick can execute this offense and make quality decisions that doesn't put this team in a bind where we already know that's going to be defined pretty much by its defense. But if he can reduce his turnovers, I think it's going to be really critical to this team's long-term success. And so that's what I'm going to be looking for, quarterback play. I love the tight ends, the combo there. Griffin Graham in particular, I was just talking to C.J. Fedorowicz a minute ago. He's going to be a baller, too. So I think the combination of their size, the way they execute in the red zone is going to give Coach O'Brien a lot of flexibility, a lot of options in that space. And we haven't even gotten to DeAndre Hopkins, because when he gets down here, that's going to be an added dimension that was here last year but wasn't utilized well, I thought. So I'm excited. I'm on tiptoes of anticipation waiting to see what's going to happen, man.
You know, a lot would agree with your assessment of DeAndre Hopkins. Right. He could have done more. Is that the quietest 802-yard receiving season or ever?
Well, that's a great point, and I think it's a fair point because you say, well, he didn't do much. He did do. He posted some good numbers when they came to him. But I think when you have a guy in a situational area or context in the green zone, 5 yards in and plus, that's a scoring opportunity. And so I think you leave a lot of points on the board. When you look how many close calls that we had last year, you wonder if it would have made some difference sometimes. So I have to say, yes, history proves that to be the case. So that's what I'm speaking about more than anything else. Of course, he was productive last year, and those 800-plus yards you talked about is indicative of that.
As an Oklahoma Sooner running back, Houston Oiler running back, what are you looking for at this position, and what's stood out to you most so far?
Well, I think the obvious thing is how guys are able to take advantage, Drew, of opportunity. Alfred Blue is a back that I followed while he was at LSU, and one of the things that Les Miles did well was create a competition context. And with Hill and some of the guys there, Spencer Ware and others, he was, you know, splitting a lot of duty between those guys, and he had to become comfortable, not complacent, but comfortable with the fact that there were other quality backs there. So when he gets in a situation here where even though he's been nicked up a little bit, Aaron Foster has not been part of the mix, you know, he's not intimidated by that at all. You know, and you got another 6-year veteran in there as well. I think Andre Brown is going to be able to come in and compete, but he's not intimidated by either one of those guys. So I think Alfred Blue is going to be a big addition to this ball club. Love his body, love his countenance, the way he projects himself. He can catch the ball. All those things are going to make it's going to make Bill O'Brien smile, too, because of his flexibility.
As someone who knows quite a bit about Jadeveon Clowney, you know, doing what you do on Saturdays with CBS and the right. SEC, what's your expectation for him in this defense?
Well, if he can absorb all of what they're going to ask him to do, really the sky is the limit. I remember watching some tape of him with Ellis Johnson, the former defensive coordinator, who's long since left to South Carolina now. But he was lined up in his familiar 7 jersey in college. And as a gunner, watching him execute and doing some of the things against, even though it was in practice, mocking around, it just spoke to what's possible when you see him. So if he can absorb the mental aspects of it, get comfortable with that, because it's one thing out here when you have coaches correcting you in real time where you can go back and digest and say, okay, I did that wrong. But in a real-time situation, you're going to have between, you know, 14, 16, 17 seconds max to kind of get reoriented and then back into the play. So I want to see him do that in real time and not just one or two plays but successive so he can stay on the field. So sky's the limit. He's athletic. All, you know, get out. He's explosive. The guy's competitive. He wants to be a factor on the field. And I think that sports hernia situation is going to probably, when we start seeing him drop in coverage and turn, when it's unpredicted, in other words, we have to react to what a receiver is doing to him, then that's going to tell us a whole lot about where he actually is right now. I think when you've got your hand up or down, you can kind of hide some of that.
I saw you a month ago, and you had this big board with you.
Big board?
And it was full then.
Yeah.
What else have you squeezed in since?
This is a different board right here, and I've got situational boards, but it's, you know, the board's the board. I mean, the board is basically there for situations. If we get in a blowout, one of them will be replete with information on players. You try to commit as much of that to memory as you possibly can, but really it's more so a narrative of each player, the anatomy of how they got to where they are, Drew, and that's what we're doing. We're telling stories at the end of the day, and if we can do that in a compelling way, hopefully fans at home enjoy that.
You do it better. Spencer Tillman, thanks for the time, man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you.